unfortunate because it is 1:31, so we need to go ahead and get started with the meeting. Thank everybody for joining us. So this is our regular IWMA board meeting. My first one as board president, so I assume you're going to give me a lot of leeway if I screw things up. So, all right, our first order of business is to, I'm calling the meeting to order, is to take the roll. Cheryl?
Thank you. Ms. Arnold?
I'm here.
Ms. Bright?
Here.
Ms. Compton?
Here.
Mr. Enns?
Here.
Mr. Gibson?
Here.
Mr. Hammond? Mr. Heller?
Here.
Recording in progress.
Ms. Marks?
Here.
Mr. Newman? Newton? I'm so sorry, Mr. Newton? Ms. Ortiz-Legge?
Here.
Mr. Pichon?
Here.
Mr. Storton?
Here.
Mr. Bourbeau?
Here.
We do have a quorum. Thank you.
And just so I can recall, who is missing?
From the roll call right now, we have Mr. Hammond missing and Mr. Newton.
Okay. If they come on, we'll try to make sure you're aware of that and can adjust the minutes accordingly.
Absolutely.
Okay. Having not designated anybody, I'm going to go ahead and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Mm-hmm. Please join me in saluting our nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. All right. At this point in time, we will take public comment on items not on the agenda that are under the purview of the IWMA. So, Cheryl, do we have anybody online? Or is Barbara handling that as to far as identifying if anybody's online to make public comment?
One moment, Mr. Bourbeau, and we will get Barbara on that. Hold on one second.
Okay, I'm here. At this time, if anybody in the audience wishes to make a public comment, you may hit the raise hand button found at the bottom of your screen. Or if you're on the phone, you may hit star 9. And I do have one for public comment. And Patty, I'm going to stop your share real quick. Hey, Janine, you should be able to unmute yourself.
I don't get into the closed link. Can you ask Barbara?
Good afternoon, board members. It's my pleasure to be here, and thank you for what you do. I sent submitted a letter this morning to public comment, and I just want to highlight a few things since you all have a copy of that. Just 3 weeks ago, I became aware of the regional strategy to meet California solid waste diversion mandates. I was pleasantly surprised and happy to read that you have a document that answers a lot of questions that I've been noticing and trying to address in my own neighborhood for years. And I want to pay attention specifically to number 4, guideline number 4. And as a resident, I'm not a commercial business, so part of guideline number 4 does address the commercial division, but I'm a resident, that the hauler will photo document contamination in carts and bins and notify dispatch. And if minor contamination, the driver will pick up the cart and hauler will notify the customer about the contamination. And number C, if significant contamination, driver will not pick up the cart and hauler will notify the customer why their cart was rejected. This has been, the contamination in my neighborhood has been going on, moved here 2 years ago. Some residents continually do it and it's pretty atrocious. As a resident and a neighbor, it's and you all understand that it's not my real place to try to educate them. If they're friends, I have done that a few times. But the document says that the hauler will do his job and that the IWMA will follow up and pay the resident a visit or contact them in some way. And this is not being done. And I'm wondering why it's not being done. And so I want to ask that question. And also in the public parks and in the county parks, there are no green waste bins that I've noticed. We went camping at Oceano Campground and also down at Lake Lopez. There is no green waste. And the contamination of the blue waste bins, again, was just atrocious. So I'm going to follow up and I want to look. I want to be able to see that there's going to be changes. So thank you for your attention and look forward to participating in the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Janine. And your timing was good. You had 5 seconds left. And yeah, so if everybody hasn't seen it, Janine Rance did submit this also by email. If you care to read that, that would be good. And I'm going to suggest that perhaps Patty could respond to the email. Okay, our next order of business, I'm assuming at this point we have no further public comment on items not on the agenda?
That is correct. I have no other hands raised.
Okay, so at this point, the board on the agenda is going to be going into closed session to discuss two items indicated on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
And so that would be discussing possible public employment of an interim director, and also discussing with our legal counsel an existing case of litigation. So as I understand it, each board member has received two links on their emails, and you would need to click on the closed session link that was contained in the email sent to you.
Okay, I need-
President Barbo, would you take public comment on closed session prior?
Yes, before we enter into closed session, we need to give the public to comment on the two items on the agenda. So Barbara, do we have any member of the public who would like to comment on items 5 or 6 of the agenda?
Sure, at this time, if anybody wishes to make comment on items on closed session, please raise your hand, or you may hit *9 if you're on the phone. I have no public comment for closed session.
And Mr. Chairman, if I might, this is Bruce. I have somehow slipped off the IWMA email list, so I wonder if someone could send me the closed session link, please.
I need that too. This is Lynn. I just got the first link passed on to me, and I need it sent to my personal email. I'm not in the office today, so I hate to just broadcast what that is right now, but I'm hoping you have it. You've sent me stuff before.
So I'm actually going to put the link in your chat window to all the panelists. You should be able just to hit that link and get in. I do need to still start the link. So it's going to take me a couple minutes. Okay. If not, we have plan B is I will be emailing it to everybody.
Was it in the same original email or were there two separate emails?
It was in the original email, yes.
So there was only one email you sent us.
I actually sent two emails and a couple. I don't know what's happening with the county. We have had some of your assistants call us saying that you're not getting the email. So that might be a discussion we need to have with IT to make sure that they're going to the right inbox and not into spam.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to have to tell me where this is in the chat box because okay. I don't see it.
Do you see the chat box?
Yes, I can pull up when I hit the chat box.
Okay. And it's I'm seeing all panelists. Okay. Let me see. I'll just send it to you specifically.
Okay. I see it now. Barbara, I guess. Is that it? There's two of them.
Yeah. It'd be from me. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Mr. Gibson, are you seeing that as well?
I am, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Is it anybody else, particularly the supervisors, need that? Or can you all see it in the chat? And so, okay. So, Barbara, they should just be able to click on that link, and I can do that as well here, and that'll enter us into the closed session. Is that correct?
Yes, and I still need to start it, so you might get a little warning saying.
Okay. Let you get it started, and tell us when we can all click on the relevant link and get in there. And thanks for the county supervisor bringing that up. I at one point in time, I had that problem too, where for some reason it wasn't coming through to me on my city email, but it did on personal. Okay. So we'll just wait a moment until Barbara tells us the room is open. One of the things that's not on the agenda, but I'd like people to think about is our future meeting status, whether, so we'll do August again in Zoom, but we need to talk at some point in time about when and whether and how we would want to return to in-person meetings. Looks like we have.
Oh, we can rename you.
Right. We have everybody back in the meeting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oops. There we go.
Sorry. I'm trying to get up. There you go.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. So I'm missing somebody here.
We're going to do roll call again, too. So.
Okay. So I can go and get that.
Okay.
Cheryl's going to do a roll call again.
Yes.
Do we really have to do that?
We just thought it would be nice.
Yeah, we don't have to.
We were going in and out.
All right. Since we'll return to open session, I just check to see that everybody is here. I feel like I'm missing one body here.
Is Jeff there?
Jeff is there. Jeff Menery's there too.
And Jeff Howard's there.
Yeah, but I mean, see, I've got two board members: 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, okay, I think we're all here. Yeah. Okay, we're all here. And our next item on the agenda is our report from our acting executive director, our deputy director, Patty Taves.
Excuse me, President Brabeau. If you don't mind, I think I should call roll call just for the record.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Arnold?
I'm here.
Ms. Bright?
Here.
Ms. Compton? Ms. Compton?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Mr. Enns?
Here.
Mr. Gibson?
Here.
Mr. Hammond? Mr. Heller?
I'm here, thank you.
Ms. Marks?
Here.
And I don't think Mr. Newton is here. Ms. Ortiz-Leg?
Here.
Mr. Pichon?
Here.
Mr. Storton?
Here.
And Mr. Brabeau?
Here.
Thank you. We do have a quorum.
Okay, so we still have 11 here and 2 missing. All right, we're going to go ahead and proceed to our acting executive director's report. I'm going to turn it over to you, Patty. I assume you've already taken over the screen. So go ahead.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, would you mind reporting out of closed session?
Thank you. Yes, for members of the public, we had discussion in closed session, no reportable action at this time, but we will discuss the matter further in public under agenda item 14. Go ahead, Patty. Patty, you're muted. Patty, you're muted.
Okay, thank you, President Barbeau. First topic is expenses. You will find the itemized list of agency expenses starting on page 5 through 10 of your agenda packet for your review. Before we move forward, does anybody have any questions on those expenses?
Ms. Taves, I think you need to speak up because the sound is very low.
Will do. Can you hear me now?
I hear you.
Can you hear me better now? How about now? Can you hear me now?
That's much better, Ben.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions on the expenses before we start?
Karen Bright here. I had my hand raised, but I think I'll just speak up if that's okay.
Go ahead, Karen.
Thank you. Just a quick question regarding the mini storage lease. The amount is $1,246.67. I'm wondering, is that for the year?
It is for the year.
Okay, and is that something that's going to continue on?
It is, and what we do is we store our battery buckets in there, our fluorescent buckets, our Slim Jims, both green and blue for our businesses, as well as office records in there, and food pails, large and small, and then the desk side blue recycling bins that we hand out to businesses and apartment complexes.
Terrific. Thank you very much for the information.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Go ahead, Patty.
Okay. As you know, this agency is... Oh, hang on a second. As you know, this agency is currently having technical difficulties. Hopefully we can overcome that at the end of this meeting, or well before it. But we were actively recruiting an analyst, and I'm happy to say that the position has not only been filled, but filled with a familiar face. Cheryl Price, formerly our clerk of the board, has moved into that analyst position. And as you would expect, we're currently looking to fill the clerk's position.
Recording in progress.
Before moving forward, I want to take a moment to say thank you to our accountant, poor Barbara Asper-Nelson, who's temporarily taken over the agenda development and the distribution tasks on top of her year-end and regular accounting duties. Thanks, Barb. I greatly appreciate it. Well, let's get back to this transition, shifting gears back to Cheryl Price. First up on her list of duties, we'll be hosting a much-needed webinar. And this webinar is on SB 1383 paper product procurement requirements that each city, the county, and even special districts have to adhere to. In this webinar, city, county, special district staff will be expected, or you can expect, to take a deep dive into what's required, what's not, what Recal Recycle is going to require as far as record keeping, and what actually products are covered or not. Just to put this into perspective, the affected number of staff is large. At the city of Morro Bay alone, there are 22 different individuals that purchase paper products. So just be aware, this affects a lot of staff in each of your member agencies. Next up, we've got some good news. Cal Recycle recently published new web pages specifically designed for elected officials. I think you'll find these pages informative. They give detailed SB 1383 implementation on everything from collection clear through capacity planning, including two very helpful documents that'll help you understand the jurisdictional responsibilities and SB 1383 compliant process. So if you're interested in getting the direct link and don't want to have to fish around for it, just email me or call me after this meeting and I'd be happy to make sure that you get it. Next up, I'm going to turn this meeting over to, temporarily, Rob Hilton, so that he can give you an update on the franchise agreements and the model ordinances that are in progress. Rob? And I don't know if you made it back in.
Hello, all.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Good to be with you today, board. So we have some updates for you. We're making great progress with both the franchise amendments and the ordinance. We've drafted all of those documents, gotten them out to all of the member agencies. We've met with each of the member agencies, I think with one exception, at least once, and several member agencies a couple of times at this point. We've received feedback from everybody as of last Friday. or almost everybody as of last Friday. There were a couple that asked for a couple additional days, which we're happy to give, on the amendment language, and we're giving folks another week on the ordinance language. I know several of the member agencies have already met with their hauler over the amendments, and that those processes are underway. Some of the agencies have indicated some interest in joining together, particularly the agencies that have a similar hauler, joining together to make sure that there's consistency among those documents. So great progress being made, and things look like they'll be on track.
Thanks, Rob. As always, you know, we really appreciate your technical support and insight, especially on SB 1383 and getting us through this difficult time. Any questions for Rob before we move on? Okay. Next up, on Monday, July 5th, a Prop 218 cover letter from this agency went out, a legal memo guidance document, and the rate resolution 210602. Now, this was emailed out to each of the seven city managers, all the local task force members, the county, and 11 special district managers with solid waste authority. This three-page legal memo from Mr. Minery outlined SB 1383, discussed cost to implement it. Prop 218 is related to the IWMA increase and examples of seven different jurisdictions outside the borders of San Luis Obispo County who have proceeded forward with a Prop 218 related to SB 1383. Now, does anybody have any questions on this topic before I move forward?
I don't see hands, but go ahead and speak up if you are interested in asking this question.
Okay.
Go ahead then, Patty.
Next up, education and outreach above and beyond SB 1383. Recently, John Ryan from the Cool Canyon Material Recovery Facility reached out to staff here at the IWMA asking for assistance. As I understand it, they had a fire at the facility and a lithium ion battery was the suspected source. As you can see, these batteries, if they get damaged, heavy equipment rolling over them, or they get caught in the recycling sort line equipment, they get crushed and they catch fire. So to help get this important message out, this agency is currently running English and Spanish radio PSA messaging, telling the public to never, ever put your batteries in the green, blue, or gray curbside bin. Instead, take them back to any store in the county that sells batteries for free recycling. In addition, we developed a flyer pictured here on the right for all the five haulers to mail or email out to their customers, developed website sliders, social media, and email blocks to help spread the message. In addition, to reduce the plastic bag contamination in the blue and green bins, we're currently running, again, English and Spanish PSA radio ads explaining the plastic bags and flexible plastic packaging are garbage. They do not go into the blue or green bins. This flyer pictured on the left is also available for all five haulers for their billing inserts. We have it as a website slider, out on social media, and again, with email signature blocks. So if you're interested in hearing these PSAs for battery fires, plastic bag contamination, or even our SB 1383 green, blue food bin, or excuse me, green and food waste, getting it out of the gray bin and getting it into the green bin, just reach out to me either by email or phone call, and I'll make sure that I email them to you. Next, this agency in a recent board meeting was directed to develop an educational mailer pictured right here. It's designed to educate businesses about polystyrene. My question to this board is, should staff mail this out or hold off?
With this open for comment for everybody, we did discuss this briefly and felt that it was educational in nature, which is what the board was interested in. You know, it does not mention enforcement, it does not discuss enforcement. in any way. But it is, you know, educational in nature to describe to folks, you know, some issues related to what is allowable or not allowable under the ordinance that did go into effect.
Can you, Patty, can you move the screen over? I don't know if it's just me, but I can't see to the beginning of that.
I have the same problem, but I assumed it was me. So, okay, there we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Very helpful.
I think it looks fine. Let's do it.
And by the way, I believe that in an earlier meeting when this was discussed, there was a question of what this would cost. And I think the answer came back, and Patty, correct me, it was around $5,000 to send this out to all relevant parties. And that would be businesses, it's primarily, but others.
And it's
so I'm sorry, Jan.
$5,600.
Okay. Jan, you had your hand raised?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think it's important to get this information out there and give people some kind of lead time to think about it, especially with businesses, if they're in about to order supplies, make different kinds of business decisions, that they know what's on the horizon so that they're not caught short or surprised. Having run a small business myself for years, I know how important it is to have lead time. So I think myself, I'd say let's just go ahead and send it out to the businesses.
Thank you. Keith, you had your hand raised?
Yeah, thank you. No, I agree. One of our primary roles is to educate. I think Jan is right. This is an excellent opportunity to kind of get this out in front. The only thing I would recommend is I wish I saw our logo a little bit better since it's new and wanted to get that out there associated to us. That would be my only recommendation.
All right. Thank you. Jeff?
Definitely send it out. Looks good. Thank you.
Anybody else have any comments on it? Okay, if not, then Patty, we'll go ahead and proceed. I think, I mean, you asked the question. I think the answer is, for at least a lack of negative feedback, is go ahead and send that out.
Very much. Okay, this concludes my oral report then.
All right.
I have a question.
Sure, Don.
On the battery stuff. In my hometown, they had a big fire just this last month on a battery storage place that they couldn't put out. What I'm asking is, on that information, Patty, you said you could go back to any stores. Where do people take batteries back? I think that a list of stores or a list of typical locations, is it at the grocery store? Is it at the pharmacies? I mean, where does these batteries go back to?
Yeah, so we have a local ordinance in this county that any store that sells batteries in this county has to take them back from the public for free. So whether you're a Home Depot, a Meijer's, a grocery store, AMPM, 7-Eleven, anybody who sells batteries has to take them back for free. That's even cell phone stores. Okay. So it's a vast list. And that makes it easy for the public to remember. It's just
right.
In general, if you sell batteries, you have to take them back for free.
Yeah.
Is that clear? Go ahead.
Yeah. They have a little bucket usually. I mean, I know at Home Depot where I take mine, you know, Tascadero, but other places they have a little bucket. And one of the things, another IWMA program, is we have the contract. Patty can correct me if I'm wrong on this. We have a contract, somebody that goes around and picks those up. Mm-hmm. And you know, takes them away to where they're properly handled.
Right, and we do. We have a Stericycle, grocery stores, Home Depot, Meijer's call whenever they're full, whether it's for batteries, fluorescents, or paints, or even the.
I must be the only person that doesn't realize that, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Got it. All right. Thank you, Patty. Thank you for the report. We're ready to move on to the consent calendar, which is items 8, 9, 11, 10, and 12, or 10, 11, and 12, primarily of the minutes, and one item slightly different, item 12. Do we have any member of the public? I'm sorry, Jan, you had a comment?
Oh, do you want to do public comment first?
Yes, I was going to say, if we have any member of the public that would like to comment on any of the items on the consent calendar, please do so now. So we'll turn to Barbara and ask if anyone is waiting to speak on any of those items.
If anybody in the public wishes to make a comment on the consent agenda, you may press the raise hand button found at the bottom of your screen. Or if you're on the phone, you may press star 9. I have nobody for public comment.
All right. Seeing none, does any member of the board wish to pull a consent item or make comment or ask question regarding consent agenda item? Jim?
Yes, Chair Burbeau. I just would like to have my name corrected on the first page under roll call and the minutes of June 9th. It says my name is Jen Mark Pease, and it's actually just Jen Marks. So if the Pease could please eliminated, I would truly appreciate it.
Maybe somebody thought you were joined at the hip with Andy or something.
So. Yeah, well, I'm good friends with Andy, but.
Okay, not that close. Got it. Okay. All right, I assume that correction can be made with no trouble, Barbara or Cheryl. And so that being noted, do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Karen Bride here. I'll make that motion.
Okay.
This is Keith. I'll second with the correction.
Okay. All right. We have a motion by Karen Bride, a second by Keith Storton. Jan, did you have your hand raised for a comment? No. Okay. Then let's proceed with the roll call, please.
Ms. Bride.
Yes.
Mr. Storton?
Yes.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
Ms. Compton?
Yes.
Mr. Enns?
Yes.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Heller?
Yes.
Ms. Marks?
Yes.
Ms. Ortiz-Lake?
Yes.
Mr. Pichon?
Yes.
And Mr. Burbeau?
Yes.
Thank you. We passes unanimously with those corrections.
All right, thank you. And we're gonna move on to item number 13 of our regular agenda, which is the ground lease between the IWMA and the Pomo Community Services District for Household Hazardous Waste Collection Site. I'm gonna turn this over to Patty.
Now, roughly about 20 years ago, we opened up a hazardous waste facility out there at Napomo. And this agreement before you today, it just extends that lease for another 10 years, which is a really good thing because of the number of cars and drop-offs at this facility has grown significantly, even with COVID closures, so much so that our contractors had to hire additional staff to manage the increase. So again, this is a really good partnership between the Napomo CSD, well, it's actually at the wastewater treatment plant in Napomo and the IWMA. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right, and the staff report contained the details, including the lease language itself. Does any, I'm gonna see if we have any public comment on this item, and then we'll come back for board comment. So Barbara, can you open it to public comment?
Yes, if at this time, if anybody in the public wishes to make comment on item number 13, please hit the raise hand button found at the bottom of your screen, or if you're on the phone, you may press star 9. And I have no one for public comment.
Okay, thank you. We'll return to the board. Does any member of the board have any questions or comments regarding item 13? Okay. If not, then a motion is in order.
I'd like to move the staff's recommendation.
Second, this is Bruce.
All right, thank you. We have a motion by Jan Marks, a second by Bruce Gibson to approve item number 13. So please call the roll.
Ms. Marks?
Yes.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
Ms. Bright?
Yes.
Ms. Compton?
Yes.
Mr. Enns?
Yes.
Mr. Heller?
Yes.
Ms. Ortiz-Lake?
Yes.
Mr. Pichon?
Yes.
Mr. Storton?
Yes.
And Mr. Burbeau?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay, thank you. So we will move on to item 14, which is open session consideration of the appointment of Paavo Ogren as interim executive director. Jeff Minnery is our counsel. You wrote the staff report on this item. Would you please initiate the discussion on this?
Absolutely. Mr. Chair, directors of the board, members of the public, before you is a proposed contract on an interim basis with Mr. Paavo Ogren to serve as an interim executive director. Compensation is set at the same amount of total compensation paid to your former executive director, Mr. Brooks Sayer. And Mr. Ogren, though, would not get any pension or anything like that, just simply a straight monthly stipend. The amount of money, although set as an annual rate, an annual salary, would be prorated based on the amount of time worked. With that, the contract is actually relatively simple and his resume is attached, Mr. Ogren's letter of interest. Of course, this follows the executive committee's discussion of the matter and your board's discussion in closed session. So with that, I'll pass it back to the chair.
All right, thank you. Before us is consideration of whether or not the board would vote to approve the appointment of Mr. Ogren and to approve the attached employment agreement, which sets out the compensation for Mr. Ogren and the terms of employment. So at this point, I think we should just go ahead and go to public comment, see if we have any public comment regarding this issue.
Okay, at this time, if a member of the public wishes to make a comment on item number 14, you may hit the raise hand button down at the bottom of your screen, or if you're on the phone, you may press *9. And I am not seeing any hands raised.
Okay, seeing no public input on this, we'll return it to the board. I did earlier, I understood Mr. Ogren was available. I don't know if he still is available for any comment or question anybody might have, but I will turn it over to fellow board members for any comment or questions that they might have at this time.
Mr. Chairman, it's Bruce.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, with the abrupt resignation of Mr. Stayer, this organization finds itself in need of leadership at the top. Mr. Ogren is eminently well qualified and capable of providing service as the interim executive director. And so I will move that we appoint Mr. Ogren as the interim executive director and approve the attached employment agreement in our staff report.
Okay, do we have a second? And then we can have some discussion.
Robert Enns, I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Mr. Gibson and a second by Mr. Enns to approve the appointment and to approve the compensation and the employment agreement. Do we have any discussion? Debbie, I see your hand is raised.
Ms. Arnold, you're muted.
Thank you. You'd think by now I'd be used to doing that before I started talking. I had looked up a few things quickly since we had just finished discussing this. And on August 29th, 2019, so we're less than 2 years ago, we had this whole same thing going on. And I looked up the process because it just... Again, I'm just repeating, I think this should have been a lot more transparent and more inclusive of the board members. But last time we did have a process for receiving resumes and letters of interest, and we got those. It says, I'm reading from the agenda of the board meeting, August 29th, 2019, that we got seven individuals who are interested in the position, the interim manager, executive director, and that our process back then was to accept these, throw it out there that we had this position open, accept these letters of interest and resumes. The executive committee at that time reviewed the resumes and narrowed it down to three candidates, which included Mike Giancola, who we ended up hiring, Ron Munns and Robert Peralt. And then the three candidates were presented to the full board, and then we ended up choosing Mike Giancola. But the resumes are part of that staff report, and I think even that could have been a consideration that we looked at some of the others that had shown an interest in August of 2019. So again, I'm just disappointed that this process has been less than transparent, not even shown on any kind of agenda or anything to the public that this position was available. And so I won't be able to support the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Heller. John Pashon, I'm sorry, I could see his hand waving before I saw Jeff's chat hand raised. So I'm going to go to John Pashon first.
Thank you. I'll just be really quick. I also do not believe this was a transparent and open process. I think we deserve, and we should owe the public a transparent and open process. This is not a wrap on Paavo. I've only met him a few times, but he's always been a very nice gentleman to me. So this is nothing to do with Paavo Ogren. It does have to do with the process. I do not believe the process was transparent and open, and so I will be voting no today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I support the executive committee's decision to bring this item forward. This is not the same situation we were in 2 years ago when we were looking for a replacement. It's a much more critical time in terms of this agency and what its future is. And I think having an opportunity to bring Mr. Ogren on board immediately is important. And I would support this completely. Thank you.
Thank you. Lynn, I think I see your hand raised.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so again, similar reasons were mentioned. I don't like how the process happened in the executive committee. No other candidates, it appears, were considered or allowed to put their name in. I worked with Paavo in Oceano for the last 5 years. I don't have any particular issues with him. We got along fine down there, but I just think this was kind of a backroom deal that was done. I don't really still know how it unfolded and how it happened, but for an organization that has been under scrutiny for so many things in the past, I just think this adds to all the controversy with it. And in all honesty, it makes me further committed because of how this is run to bringing this back under the county. So I will not be supporting how this was done, and I won't be supporting this vote.
All right, thank you. I think Keith was next.
Thank you. Yes, just real quick. We have an executive board that handles a lot of the heavy lifting, so I appreciate the work that they've done to get us this far. We have a lot of immediate things we need to take care of that is not the situation that existed a couple of years ago, so I will be supporting this appointment. Thank you.
All right, Jan, I see your hand raised.
Yes, thank you. I just want to say that our organization at this point really needs stability and expertise. And the fact that Mr. Ogren is also a CPA, besides having worked for the county, having worked for various CSDs, and has a long history in a lot of different jurisdictions in the county, I think he's very qualified. I was surprised when Brooks Stayers decided or announced that he was going to resign at the end of the meeting. I had no idea that that was going to happen. I was shocked. And so now we have a situation where he set the budget, he set the agenda, and then he said, I'm out of here. I'm going to Georgia. All right. We need somebody who can help us look at the present procedures, look at the budget. And as a very first, I'd say top priority would be to start the process to find a permanent executive director. And that will be a process that is exactly what Supervisor Arnold was describing, which is your typical process, putting out a job description, getting resumes, having an interview process. But right now we're in somewhat in an emergency situation that this body had no control over. So I will be supporting the motion, and I look forward to working with Mr. Ogren. I've known him not as a social friend, but just in terms of all these different agency relationships that he's had and that I've had over the years. I think he's a reliable person. He's well qualified, and he's willing to help us in our hour of need. So I really appreciate his willingness to step into this situation. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen. Debbie, you had further comment? You have to see your hand.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to some of the other board members, I just was looking up the history because it seemed like it was very similar, and in fact it was. And I know that Jan, Noor, and also Keith, and Mr. Heller were not on the board at that time, but I'm talking August 29th, 2018 here, and looking at this board meeting, we were kind of in the same boat. We had a 2-week notice when Bill Worrell gave his resignation and was gone in 2 weeks. We had the beginnings of the investigation. Allegations were levied in June in regards to potential malfeasance, and we were starting into a real, we were kind of thrown into chaos right then. But even then, we went quickly, but we still respected the open and transparent process of allowing others that may be interested in taking this public job on to apply or at least be considered. So I don't think that there's anything more worrisome going on now than there was then. But so I think really I hope that the point is coming across that I think I feel even more strongly now than ever before that the public is asking and wanting a little bit of transparency with these kinds of things. So I hope that's coming across, that that's what we're after here. This is a process issue.
Thank you for the comment. I think, though, if I recall, I mean, and I don't think anybody is here on the board that was a member of the executive committee at the time, just 2 years ago. Maybe Robert was.
Robert was our vice back then.
Yeah, I don't so believe.
He went through all this back then.
Okay, so Robert can correct, but I don't think that, there was a polling of the board to look for people. That those were three names that came up as possibilities in conversation amongst the executive committee. And, we would have gladly looked at 3, 4, 5, 6 names. We didn't think of that. But I don't think last time it was not an open posting. I don't think there was an open polling of the board members. So, the board was fortunate at that time to have three names consider. I recall Mike was, Mr. Munns was, I forget who the other.
There were, not to interrupt you, but there were 7 letters of interest that came forward.
Really? Okay.
Were chosen by the executive board. And I suppose those 7 people are still on file somewhere that maybe would have been interested in. Anyway, my point is just about opening the process.
I understand. But I mean, we did, when I inquire as to whether Mr. Munns would be available and he's fully employed elsewhere, et cetera. So I understand where you're coming from in the comments you're making. I would just kind of want to correct the impression of anything kind of nefarious that, we feel is a very time sensitive matter. And then Mr. Ogren really meets the mail in terms of what the executive committee thought would be warranted or needed. And wanted to provide the board that option. So that being said, unless there's no further comments, I believe we had a motion by Mr. Gibson. I forget, frankly, who the second was at this point.
Mr. Enns.
Okay. Got it. And so if there's no further discussion, I think we should go ahead and call the roll.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Enns?
Yes.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
Ms. Bright?
Yes.
Ms. Compton?
No.
Mr. Heller?
Yes.
Ms. Marks?
Yes.
Ms. Ortiz-Lake?
Yes.
Mr. Pichon?
No.
Mr. Storton?
Yes.
And Mr. Barbeau?
Yes. And I would, Cheryl, Debbie, I heard you say yes. So I want to make sure.
I did as well, Cheryl.
I'm sorry, you guys. Thank you for correcting me. I'm voting no on this. Thank you so much for correcting me.
Gotcha.
That's what I get for reading this piece of paper time as trying to vote.
I understand. I understand. It's like it's kind of like we've all been on Zoom for a year and we still forget the mute button sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. What is the result of the vote?
8-3. It does pass, President Barbeau.
All right. Thank you then. Okay, our next item is item number 15. Oh, and by the way, I assume, Mr. Minery, will you make contact with Mr. Ogren regarding the board's action if he was not listening?
Yes, I will take care of that.
All right, thank you. Item number 15 is member comments on or future agenda items. Anybody have anything they'd like to mention or put forward as a future agenda item?
I would like to put forward again the outreach strategy for 1383. I'd like to see that direct staff to give us an overview of exactly what's going on there. I'm very concerned again, and just as Councilwoman Marks has mentioned about the last meeting and the approvals of things, trying to support Brooke Steyer and then having him walk away at the end of that meeting after we approved a number of things was very disheartening. And I feel like there's a lot of things we need to go back over. So I'm looking forward to a fresh start here, even if it's for the short term of the IWMA's life with the county. I think we still have work to do. So that's one thing I'd like to add, please.
All right. Thank you. And I think, Patty, rather than, you know, that being just part of the, we'll discuss it with Mr. Ogren, I guess. But Patty, I would look at that as a separate agenda item, not just a, not just part of the director's report. And I would just add, I think at our next meeting, we should have a discussion about what we want to do or not do relative to meeting in person or continuing on Zoom. So I'll give that some thought before our next meeting. If nothing else, then I believe we are at the point where we can adjourn. Do I have any parting comments from council or staff? Anything else before we adjourn? All right. Thank you all, and we will see all of you in August. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, everyone.